The first liturgical texts approved for worldwide use by the personal ordinariates for former Anglicans have been promulgated by the Holy See. The order for funerals and the order for the celebration of holy matrimony are to be used by the personal ordinariate of Our Lady of Walsingham in the United Kingdom, the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the United States and Canada, and the personal ordinariate of Our Lady of the Southern Cross in Australia. Drawn from the classical Anglican prayer book tradition, the texts incorporate elements of the Anglican patrimony now in full communion of the Catholic Church. Monsignor Andrew Burnham, the assistant to the ordinary of the personal ordinariate of Our Lady of Walsingham, said the texts have a Catholic heritage.
Well, they're not exactly Protestant texts for two reasons. In the case of marriage, there has been a chance to look through very carefully and make sure that they conform to Catholic sacramental theology in terms of what Catholic teaching is on marriage. And there were some small changes made to make sure that conformity was there. With regard to funerals, the Series 1 text was always controversial because it embraced the doctrine of intercession for the dead, which was something which was not officially part of the doctrine of the Church of England. And so the Series 1 text, although they've been much used since the 1928 prayer book, which is where they came from in England, in English terms, though they've been much used, they have never really been centre stage in Anglican terms, because they've embraced this Roman Catholic doctrine, essentially, of prayer for the dead. So I think there again, care has been taken to make sure they conform to Catholic theology.